When you think of some of the greatest love stories of all time, you might think of The Notebook, or Romeo and Juliet, or Rose and Jack from Titanic.
Yeah.
Well, all those stories had one common thing. Mm. Puke.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure puke was the one common factor in all those love stories.
That's why he ended up off the door.
And we have another amazing pukey love story today. Aww. From Samantha, who's on the phone. She wants to call a dude named Corey. They actually met at a party. He came up to her and asked her to slap him in the face. And she finally did. And then he was like, oh, thank you. I guess I'm not dreaming. So it was a very long way to get to a corny pickup line, but it worked. And then they hung out a couple times. But the last time they hung out, she got a little too drunk and ended up puking outside of his car while he was taking her home. And he hasn't really been responsive since. So she thinks that's the reason he's not calling her back. All right, Samantha, are you ready to call Corey and see what's up?
I'm ready.
It's hard to believe that a guy who would ask you to hit him, that puke would be his deal breaker.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that happened while you were drunk that you can't remember?
Maybe I said or did something weird. I don't know.
Well, you were pretty drunk enough to puke outside of the car. You might not remember saying something weird.
Exactly.
Well, we'll all find out together then.
Let's hope.
Yeah, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, okay? Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Corey?
Speaking?
Hey, Corey, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm sorry, you said this is a radio show?
Yep, and I'm calling you today because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Okay, is this a prank phone call?
No, it's not. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So we got an email from a girl named Samantha who you went out with a little while ago.
I mean, I went out with a girl named Samantha. Not sure why she's emailing a radio station and you guys are calling me.
This would be the Samantha that puked outside of your car when you're taking her home?
Yep, no, that one's hard to forget. The girl who puked outside of my car.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was like a couple of Samanthas you went out with. There was like the normal Samantha and then there's the puke Samantha. We're talking about the puke Samantha.
I put that together.
You're quick.
She emailed us because she told us about your date. She said she had a good time, but it's obvious that you don't want to go out with her again, and she's wondering why.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to go out with her again. That was a bit of a crazy night. She was definitely a lot of fun, and then, you know, a little bit less fun, mostly puking out of my car. She was a champ. She got about 90% of it outside of my car. But no, that wasn't why I hadn't been getting back to her.
I knew it.
I do like her. We did ultimately have fun, and she was pretty cool and everything. It's just
if you don't like her, then why not give her another shot to do something else in your car?
Well, generally not opposed. It's just that I screwed up, and now just isn't a good time for another relationship.
You screwed up.
Wait a minute. Were you cheating? Was she like a side piece and she didn't know it?
No. I'm not married. I'm not in a relationship. She wasn't my number two.
So you're single then?
Oh.
Yeah. Just most all of my time is taken up right now, and I really shouldn't be starting another full-time thing right now.
Wait, so you're not in a relationship, but all your time is taken up?
Yeah. I just timed this wrong because it's fantasy football season.
What?
Okay.
What does that have to do with... I don't get what that would have to do with timing.
Well, I'm like a semi-pro fantasy football player. I'm a member of 6 different leagues. It's all very high-stakes money stuff.
Is that a thing? You could call yourself a semi-pro
fantasy
player.
Yeah, I didn't even know
they
were like professional fantasy players. But
like, fantasy is in the name because it's not real, man.
Well, I mean, it's real. It's a game. I play it, but I also make a significant amount of money doing it.
Whoa.
Like, how much are we talking? Like, this sets you up for a month, a year?
I made $500 profit last year, not counting league fees, and that was a pretty sizable take for me.
Corey, I gotta interrupt. You're blowing me off for fantasy football?
Uh-oh.
For $500?
What?
Yeah, it's Samantha.
Yeah, Corey, sorry. Samantha's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, and I guess just couldn't wait. She heard $500. I think it probably perked her ears up.
Oh. Like, I didn't know Yeah. I'm dating a man with money.
That kind of pisses me off. That, like, for $500 that you might win in a game, you don't want to spend time with me?
It's not just about the money. I love doing it. This is my recreational activity. I mean, I spend hours and hours watching game footage and a number of different online resources that do
news and
breakdowns. Okay, but,
like, why can't you still date me and still do that?
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, why can't you have a girlfriend and have fantasy football? Millions of people do it.
I've tried to do stuff like that in the past, and it never works out.
Oh.
A lot of girls that I go out with say they understand, say they get it, say that it's not a big deal. But by the time it's week six and Antonio Brown goes down with a leg injury and I'm freaking the hell out and I'm just looking for support and comfort. And you're like, what do you mean your little electronic man hurts me? And you don't understand. I have to swap out these players before.
Oh, wow.
It makes it really difficult to maintain a relationship.
Okay, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to just put your phone away if it was bothering me. Like, I would think you would prioritize the living person sitting in front of you over your fantasy players.
Yeah.
Eventually I would, but this is the issue, all right? I made a mistake. When I saw you that night at the party, I knew that the season was starting in 3 weeks, and I should have known better than to approach you and try to start something up knowing that I wouldn't be available, and I apologize for that.
Okay. I've heard enough.
Well, he's trying to be responsible.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
at least he's like trying to think ahead to be like, I don't want to cause Samantha frustration when I start getting into fantasy football season and all my time is taken up.
Yeah, and Samantha, I did enjoy it. And this is good for you.
Ooh.
You don't have to put up with me doing all of my statistical analysis and you watching all the games and everything. This takes the burden off of your shoulders. Then, trust me, by the second week in February, I am ready to hang out.
But Corey, why would she want to hang out with you? You're just going to have to dump her again next football season.
Yeah, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Like, honestly, this is just stupid.
See, girls never understand. I knew that you wouldn't be able to understand how important this is.
I mean, I understand. Like, I've dated guys that have played fantasy football before, but, like, it didn't take up their whole lives like an obsession. Like, they still made time for me.
Well, maybe they just weren't fully committed.
I guess not.
Well, it just seems like, Corey, like, this is your hobby, and that's great, but your passion is bordering on obsession.
No.
You're stopping the rest of your life to play fantasy football.
Seriously, it's a computer game. Like, it does not matter in, like, the scope of life.
Excuse me, all right? It does matter, all right? This is my passion. This is what I'm into. If I were a fantastic painter and I was like, I have to step away so that I can paint this, you know, travel to paint this magnificent vista and put it on canvas, would you be like, painting doesn't matter? They are the same thing. It's what I do for fun, and it's what I do for money. If I said, baby, I have to go to my second job, and you were like, you can't go to your second job because that means you're not with me. Like, it was $500. It could be more than double that this time.
It sounds like you guys are actually having the argument right now. It sounds like you're almost in a relationship.
Listen, girlfriends come and go, but fantasy's always been there for me.
I'm really happy for you.
I've never had a relationship that lasted longer than my first fantasy football league, which I'm still in.
Okay. Ooh,
wow.
Wow. How long has that been, Corey?
We've been doing this for 12 years.
Wow.
Dang, that's a long time.
That is
congratulations
commitment.
On that long-term relationship. Corey, I still have to ask the question. Would you like to go out with Samantha again on a second date? We will pay for it.
It won't be on a Sunday.
You know what? Don't even bother, because I was feeling like it was my fault. But now that I know what it is, honestly, I am not interested in the second date.
What about in February? We'll do it right between, like, when fantasy football ends and then fantasy baseball starts up.
Oh, no.
Come on. Fantasy baseball is a joke for losers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sorry, I got it wrong, Corey. You're not a fantasy baseball dork.
Oh, man, losers.
He's a real man.
Yeah.